obviously, the American Muslim community, like all Americans, condemns this attack and acknowledges there's absolutely no excuse for a violent response to even hate rhetoric espoused at this event. So that goes without saying that American Muslims repudiate any acts of violence or religious extremism. And, you know, the proper response to hate speech and hate rhetoric of the type espoused by Pamela Geller, Robert Spencer, and Geert Wilders is to offer more speech promoting mutual understanding and tolerance.
Now, this event, it was a contest to make a cartoon about the Prophet Muhammad. Did you advise your people how to respond to this event?
Prior to the event, we advised the community to ignore it completely. Hate mongers like Pamela Geller seek free publicity from the promotion of inflammatory hate rhetoric. And I think the best response to them is to do what they hate most, which is to be ignored.
And how do you feel about freedom of speech? Do you think this is a form of freedom of speech?
Yes, we're strong supporters of First Amendment free speech rights, and people are free to be even bigots like Pam Geller if they so wish. Why they choose to be bigots, you'd have to ask them about that, but they have that right. We believe that free speech is a two-way street, that just as Pamela Geller and her ilk have freedom to promote hate speech, we have the freedom to challenge that hate speech in a peaceful manner.
Do you think treatment of Muslims is worsening in the United States?
I think it's clear that the level of anti-Muslim sentiment in our society is increasing. To a large degree as a result of the hatred put forward by people and like Pamela Geller and her organization.
What can we do to improve the situation?
I think the answer is for mainstream followers of all faiths and people of all backgrounds to get together to marginalize extremists and to, just set the tone of mutual respect and respect for diversity in our society.
That's what the United States is all about, isn't it?
That's right.